talk about courage a lot in AFL football, almost always with regard to players. To show it earns the plaudits of teammates and fans alike. To show a lack of it is one of the game's greatest sins. But as the debate about where our game is headed rages on, perhaps it's time we started applying more pressure on our coaches to show a bit more of it too. You can toss up all sorts of reasons for some of the soporific football we've seen at times of late, but I'm beginning to think a major one is the fear of failure, which sees players too petrified to make an error, to take a risk in order to create attack. You only have to look at the bollocking Richmond's Bashar Hooley received after his kick-in in the final couple of minutes at the MCG yesterday. It became a turnover. It gave Freo the chance to win the game. Now, that criticism's probably, in that case, rightly earned. But perhaps, as Scotty alluded to, if Richmond had tried to be a bit more adventurous, if they'd been prepared to take the game on, open things up in the 2 hours preceding that moment, they might have already had the game stitched up. And a stark contrast to how that game played out and that appalling Geelong GWS game earlier in the day was one of the most entertaining games we've had this season last night at Etihad Stadium between Essendon and Port Adelaide. For just the fifth time in a game this year, that's from 140-odd, both teams passed the 100-point mark. Essendon might have lost, but it gained big time through the chances offered to the likes of Kyle Langford, Jaden Laverde, Alex Brown and Nick O'Brien, all of whom responded to their opportunity with a positive mindset and became creative, attacking players. Asked after the game why this match was in such stark contrast to some of the dross his team had served up previously, James Heard might just have inadvertently hit the nail on the head. Maybe they were freed up a bit because the consequences of winning and losing weren't as great, Heard said. But maybe the coach was too, which is interesting food for thought. His side certainly looked a lot more capable for that mindset, and I wonder how much better our game might start looking if coaches started being more prepared to take the odd risk of losing in order to actually win.